This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's UMP late model feature winner, Dustin Griffin from Quincy. Dustin, I wasn't here last week. You picked up the feature win then. I wish I was here, but you made up for it and got a win tonight, so we got a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, we've been real happy, real fortunate. We had some bad luck early in the year. We blew up a motor and had some bad luck, and things have just been really good. Car's been really good, and things just worked out well.
Well, I'll tell you, getting by the 15 car, getting out on the outside of him and getting by that 15 car was big, no doubt about that. But I think just as big was how well you were able to go to the middle and the top and get by all those lap cars. You know, when you come into that lap traffic, you was able to work past it, and that was the difference.
I tell you what, I was, when that caution came out and they put me to the top, I was really worried that I was going to fall back to third, because I thought for sure the bottom was going to be the preferred line. And I think for a lot it was, but for some reason our car from the middle top, it was way better. Hell, I went up there and we were able to pass Bergdorf. I thought, I better get back down the bottom and get in the groove, you know. Got down there and it was okay, and come up to a few lap cars. Well, then as I got into lap traffic, I realized I'd follow them for two laps on the bottom and just be right there, but not be able to really do anything. And I'd go to the top, and it was one lap, and they was, you know, one corner, and it was done. And
that's exactly how it was. You had a good car.
Yeah, it was a lot better on the top than it was the bottom.
Caught the 08 car there, going by it as a lap car, and he was kind of tough. It took you a little bit to work by him.
Yeah, that's my cousin. He does a good job, you know, for as young as he is and everything. And I just wanted to make sure, and sometimes when it's a one-lane track, and it was not a one-lane track, it worked out great. We could go to the top really well. But sometimes when you think it's one lane, you don't want to go to the top too early. You can give up that spot. So I really followed him until I could be right there and try to work under him.
Two feature wins here in a row. Got to feel good.
Feels awesome, Dave.
Who'd you have helping you tonight as far as pit crew?
I had my mom, Ryan Frericks, my dad. My girlfriend, she stayed home tonight and planted flowers at our new house. And So, normally she's here, but that's who we had for crew.
Who you got for sponsors? I know that car's not here in front of you, but do the best you can.
We can do it. Griffin Sign Company and Griffin Performance Center, obviously. Dunker Concrete, that's a new one this year. Dennis G. Woodworth, attorney at law. Allied Waste. We've got Little Jess Jeep. Tons of product sponsors. Absolute Apparel. We've got Dyer's Top Rods just came on, R2C Filters, E3 Spark Plugs. Lots of product sponsors. I'm trying to think who else. Port City, Performance Bodies, and I'm sure I'm probably missing some somewhere. But, Extreme Pro Race Engines, obviously. They're treating us real good on this motor we just blew up. And it was not one of their motors we blew up. It was a used one we bought. But they're treating us really good.
Great run tonight. Dustin, I want to thank you guys for being a sponsor of the Inside Track this year. Great run tonight, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Always good talking to you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks.